from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Hey, what's up, Bassholes? It's Doug Bass. Welcome to the Basshole Podcast. Thanks for joining us as always. We have a great show for you guys today. Make sure you subscribe on Spotify, the YouTube channel, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast fix. Just do it. You know what to do. Our guest today is comedian Christy Quinn. I'm excited to have her here in the studio. And of course, we have Rob DeRocha and Jessica Alanise joining us here today on the podcast. Let's get into it. Hey guys, how's everyone doing today? Welcome to the podcast. Hey Christy.
Hey Doug.
How's it going?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm good. I'm going to fix your camera real quick because, of course, it's slightly out of focus. There we go.
I look great.
You're too worried about Rob not having a hat.
Well, you know.
You didn't think about anybody else.
Exactly.
How does Rob look?
Big, how do I look? Can I see how I look? Yeah, you look tiny. I look small.
Because you slouched. Because you slouched.
I'm very tiny now.
That's why I said.
I gotta sit like.
I said, sit up. I'm going to do your camera angle. And then you move around. This is what we just argued about before we started.
Can follow directions.
Now you know your frame and stay in it.
Okay.
Be your best actor. Come on.
All right. I'll stay in the scene.
The most uncomfortable, which is great.
It is great.
Do you want me to adjust it? Are you going to be able to sit like
that? No, it's fine.
He's got a stick in his ass.
It's okay.
You look awful.
It's all right.
All right. Whatever. Christy, thanks for coming into the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
this is cool.
Of course. How are you doing?
I'm great. Yeah? I'm a little tired. I just got back from New York.
Yeah, I saw that. Christy's a comedian. She's been performing all over the place, it seems like. New York, you were just there this past weekend, correct?
Yeah, I was there.
Who were you there with? You were there with, was it Sean Porter and friends?
Yeah, Sean Porter. There was a billboard of us in Times Square.
I saw that.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
All right, so how did you guys pull that off?
I think Sean did it. I had nothing to do with it. We're not that cool. Let's be honest.
That must have cost a nice little penny.
Had to have. I'm like, I didn't pay for it. But it was cool.
Did y'all know what time it was going to be up?
Yeah. Was it four different times?
Is it a revolving hour or something like that?
Yeah.
It's you and then an ad for hand cream or something like that.
Yeah, right after it was some weird engagement photo. I was like, this chucks up. This is awkward.
That's pretty cool though that it gives people an opportunity to have a billboard in Times Square for 10 seconds or whatever and keep rotating. Yeah.
Thanks. It was cool.
Check it off the list.
That is amazing. Yeah.
Thanks guys.
Yeah.
Did you take a picture in front of it?
Oh, I did. Yeah. I took many.
Oh, yeah. I would have stood there all day and got my money.
Hey, who is that?
Yeah, I was
who are those people?
If I get a Basshole podcast, I'm gonna camp there overnight just to get my money's worth. If we have it for 4 hours, I'm standing there for 4 hours.
That's exactly.
So how did the show go in New York? Was that your first time performing in New York?
It was my third time. It was good. All right. We did West Side, and then I did Billy Lee's show the next night at City Winery.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was fun. It was more of a restaurant vibe the second show, so it was but good crowd.
Yeah.
You never know with those. You're like, shit, am I going to bomb? You know?
Like the restaurant kind of thing?
Yeah, the chairs were faced sideways, so it felt weird, but it ended up really good. And then last night I flew home and did Levity Live
in Oxnard.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. So you're going up all over the place. That's great.
Thank you.
You're just crushing it?
Not really. I mean,
at least
I
you're
never
honest.
Really am. Yeah.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious.
Not even close.
I love the honesty.
Hey, she's getting out there. That's all
I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But are you doing open mics still? Are you trying to improve to get better? Because you're out and you're thrown out to the lions.
I know. It's bad. I have new set anxiety. I know I need to work on new shit.
Oh right. Yeah,
I threw a few.
Are you hosting or are you doing a feature?
Yeah. Both.
Oh, both.
Yeah. How much time?
I did 15 on the second show and 10 on the first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you just feel yourself going in remote control mode? I got to do the stuff that's going to work. I'm too scared to.
I did throw in a few new jokes that worked and I was very happy about that.
That's the greatest feeling.
That's good.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
So. There's a lot of anxiety. You're like, do I want to do this? I don't want to bomb.
Right.
My picture's up on fucking.
There's going to be the one guy that saw the billboards and be like, hey, that wasn't funny. That was a billboard
worthy. That chick sucked. Here.
Back one in the corner there.
All All right, so New York, you did Levity Live. Yeah. You're also going to be performing on Netflix as a joke. Is that,
yeah.
is that right? At the Comedy Store for Alfred Robles?
Yeah, I'm going to be hosting in the main room. That's cool.
Nice. I know Alfred.
Oh, yeah, really?
I perform with him. I've known him for a long time. Yeah, real nice guy. Yeah,
yeah, isn't he nice?
Yeah.
Love him. He's great. I was with him last night at in Oxnard at Levity Live. So yeah. I think I did really well.
I think
I would have fucked it up, he would have been like,
"Do you do a lot of Latino material?" Or
no, but I kind of cater it towards. I used to be an alcoholic, so a lot of it.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
oh,
okay, yeah. Like hardcore. So they get it. Oh, you know? Okay,
that's the culture. So
it is.
Right, you've got it.
Yeah. They're like, we get you.
Oh, Jessica's camera.
Yeah, you gotta throw in like a Dos Equis and like, you know, like a little Corona reference.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Pinata here and there. Yeah.
Yeah, you get it.
That's great. Now you're originally from Chicago. Is that
correct? Yeah.
I heard your little dialect there a little bit.
Everyone gives me shit for my accent. My accent. Yeah. Can you hear it?
It's the hard A's.
Yeah.
Chicago or the suburbs? Oh, nice.
Well, I lived downtown for like 10 years, but my parents are from the south side, south suburbs.
Yeah. Okay.
Then I lived in like River North, Streeterville for 10 years, where I did a lot of partying.
Yeah. I used to live in River North.
Yeah. A lot of partying, yes.
Yeah.
Christy's talked about her partying days.
Right? Oh, God.
We can get into maybe an asshole story or two.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot.
Oh, God. I'm not the sweet woman that appears in front of you.
She has a past.
The dark past.
Yeah, we don't know the past, Christy.
Yeah, thank God.
I think you should
tell everybody that, you know, before they start saying anything incriminating or you don't want to get this on tape.
Well,
know?
Yeah, that's very well. Christy did the.
Yeah, think about where you're going to.
Christy
tell.
Did the Bass Hole show at the Bourbon Room, but she did not do a story.
That's right.
She just did a regular spot.
That was fun.
Yeah, and you were great, and you know, thanks. The Bourbon Room was fun and everything. But yeah, we still need to have you on the live show with the storytelling. I know the scheduling has been kind of rough because you're so busy and booked. I'm surprised we even got you on this podcast.
How dare you?
Flew in from New York. I went to Levity, got a podcast to do. What else you got?
Yeah.
What else you doing today?
Yeah, what do you got?
Sometimes people's basshole stories differ from the live show to the podcast because they're like, oh, I'm being recorded for this. Now I'm going to watch what I say.
And really? What does it matter? It's all the same.
Well, because they're like their mom is listening or some
shit. Oh, my mom knows.
Yeah. Mom or an ex-husband or like, you know, like.
People say.
Mean about it.
People say incriminating things sometimes, and they're just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, like one person gave another person AIDS.
Right? Yeah. It was one time.
We also don't want to get sued.
No kidding.
We don't want to get sued on this show either.
That's true. Yeah, we don't want that to happen.
No, exactly. No. What was it? So YouTube, you're a big YouTuber as well, right?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say big. I have like 12,000 subscribers.
That's better than good.
I'm a partner.
You're monetizing. Ooh. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
It's
now,
cool.
Like you do like mainly like gamer kind of videos. Like you're a big gamer. Is that
I'm not. I suck at gaming.
Really? So, how did you get into like YouTube gaming videos?
No, I actually hate
you're successful
so
gamer YouTuber, yeah. But
what
I,
else
I hate gaming.
You're a successful bull.
Yeah, I'm a bull rider. You know, do a couple things. No, yeah. So my boyfriend Bobby Crosby, he has 1.5 million subscribers.
Wow.
So he
Bobby
got
Crosby.
Me into it. Babe, right. Bobby Crosby.
I gotta follow him.
He's a nice guy. He also wrote "Marry Me" with J-Lo, the movie, the rom-com.
Yeah.
He's awesome. He's a nice guy. So he got me into YouTube.
Yeah. Well, he's your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's, of course, he's a nice guy, right?
Yeah, I mean,
he's a fucking horrible boyfriend.
He's a dick.
Yeah. Real nice guy, but he's
okay.
He beats me, but whatever.
Yeah, just with a stick. It's fine. It's fine. It doesn't hurt super.
So your boyfriend got you into YouTube.
Yeah.
And he's a gamer as well. Like,
he sucks at it, too, which is really funny.
So you can be a really horrible gamer, but have a successful gaming YouTube channel.
He's got this voice, and he wrote a book on YouTube because he's literally a genius. Like his family, he's really, really smart. So he wrote a book on it. He studied the algorithm for years. Like I give him so much credit. He put a lot of time into it. He did it for like 12 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he finally figured it out. And so he got me to start doing it. And we figured out gaming was the easiest way to get
followers
because there's barely any editing and it's easy.
Right.
So you're not doing like all these skits, new ones each week with different editing. It's just
editing effects, actors, all that stuff.
So you just bang out the gaming videos.
So what do you do? You play a video game and you have like your video of you commenting like while you're playing it, like Mario Brothers or whatever.
Do you guys have a whiteboard?
We do. How'd you know?
Because always
you peering
geniuses.
In my bushes?
No.
It's okay if you are.
That that's always a sign of a genius when they have a whiteboard and they're like, and they're writing ideas down. And it's a beautiful mind. He's figuring out the algorithm. He's like, titties gaming.
You know that, or they write on a window for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, that's only when they're manic.
Or they don't have access to a whiteboard. They're like, this window will do. We'll wash it later.
Bathroom mirror.
We'll wash it later.
Every single cop in every movie, he's like, has it everywhere, just like a whiteboard.
Yeah, serial killers too. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. Like, so do toddlers. So I picture.
It's like, don't you have a piece of paper, bro? Like, you got it right on my window.
I almost picture your boyfriend like that meme from Sunny in Philadelphia with Charlie, where all the lines are pointing and stuff. And he's
Rain Man.
The algorithm.
He's Rain Man.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's the Rain Man of YouTube and gamer videos. That's pretty cool. Yeah. All right, so you go on. You film yourself playing a game and you like talk shit or like what do you do on there? Like,
so basically the whole thing is talking the whole time because you realized it, like, people drop off when you stop talking. It's actually really funny.
So they're obsessed with this game, whatever game.
Yeah, it's and they're usually younger.
Yeah
So like you
teenagers and shit.
Teenagers and shit. And like you just play it, and I like so if you like cater to like to get paid better if you don't swear and stuff and act like a total that's why I hated it in the beginning, because I do stand up and I'm not a I'm kind of a nerd, but you have to be essentially like a big nerd because
you're like a character.
Gosh dang
yourself.
It it's like, oh, so I cringed for like months doing
funny.
It but
that's amazing though.
Yeah, but it
see,
works.
That's interesting.
So it's your voice and you're like, oh, why isn't X working, and you know, like, this is
in
stupid.
My picture it's like my face.
Your face is there.
The video's in the background, right, and you're like a little square in the
side. Exactly.
So and those kids are ruthless on there, dude.
Oh, they're
the most
lucky,
evil
but
people.
They can be mean.
No,
they're going to find you and kill
when
you.
When I used
to
game,
they take it hardcore.
Racial slurs are like next level.
That is interesting, though. So, like, your boyfriend figured out this algorithm how to do this. That it's like, it's probably not the first thing anyone would think of, like, unless you really are into the games. It's like, oh, yeah, I have a passion for doing this. It's like I want to make a sketch that's funny and creative.
But
no one's going to watch it.
Exactly.
That's what we fall into that category right now. Our sketches that we've done.
Exactly.
And then
I'm crushing it on that. I figured out the algorithm to not get followers.
You should go play Xbox and just sit there with you know.
I'm still in the three figures of followers. I'm like, on my YouTube.
That's the same thing with this show. No one wants to watch this show.
It's hard.
Maybe we play a video game underneath.
Let's do it.
Let's talk to kids and we'll get kids on.
Hey kids, this is what an asshole is.
Yeah. You're looking
Bass-hole.
At it.
Basshole.
So it's not a basshole.
Exactly,
dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, so do you play just on your own or with people?
I've played with him. I also play with my friend Heidi. You know, my friend Heidi Langenfeld. She's a comic. Because it's just better to have another person with banter. Otherwise, it's torture. Yeah.
You're just like talking to yourself.
And what are you guys saying? Like, what game are you playing?
So my game was Mario Super Sluggers. I also played some MLB games. Yeah, so it's easy. All you have to do on the Wii, like, you flip your wrist. So you don't even have to know, like, the controls. Because I'm like, I'm not.
Wii is still popular?
I guess.
I didn't know they still sold them.
Yeah, we got it on eBay.
Do you have to like get the latest games and play like all like the latest things? Is that what you have to do pretty much?
You can. That's another way, because anything current obviously gets views. But if you play old school stuff too, they love
that. This is retro.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Vintage. Yeah.
It's insane to me, because when I was growing up, we would all sit in a room, like just a bunch of dudes, like waiting our turn to play.
We
hated it. And we would watch someone else play, but it was just like this long, drawn out game.
And you'd yell at the guy that sucked or whatever.
Then someone would not want to like relinquish, or like we made a rule, like, you win three in a row, that means you're
out. That's the same
like,
thing. People just watch people online.
And now that's what my nephew does. My
no one gets
been
together
doing
to play like at someone's
it's
house.
It's so
anymore.
Weird.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, he just watches like Mr. Beast or whatever, just like whatever video. Getting like, and then they're like doing this thing, and I'm like, you're just watching someone play. This is your enjoyment.
Well, yeah, like crazy. Kids don't get together and play because now everything's online versus each other, and you know, whatever Wi-Fi.
I mean, I'll look up stuff if I can't figure it out. I'll like look up a YouTube or whatever, and it gives me a little tutorial or whatever so I can figure it out. But other than that, I want to just play. I don't want to watch other people.
I don't even watch myself. I don't even get it.
You're not even good though.
No, I suck.
Right? I'm not good at it. I tried to get into it a little bit during pandemic, but I gave up.
It's hard.
If I found myself playing a game for like 3 hours, I'm like, oh my god, there's so many other things I should be doing.
Holding on to my joystick.
And it takes time. It takes a long. He's been doing it for 12 years, and he finally hit it. So. Yeah.
Good for That's you amazing.
That's awesome.
It's yeah. hard, wow. You know?
I got to fucking start playing video
games. I think it's too late for you, Robbie.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not
what do you have an Xbox? What do you have? Is that what you have?
I have an Xbox, man.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Give me the Xbox.
Bring it
Tell
up.
Jill that yeah. you're going to quit your job and just sit there and play video
Xbox.
Games.
Okay.
Why would I do that?
Because you got to commit to the time.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah. You need all day.
No.
Yeah, day and night.
I would only play like what game? Can't even feel like the Batman game, Arkham.
Oh,
Arkham.
I don't yeah. even know that.
See,
one.
That's not gonna get, that's not gonna get so the followers. Cool.
I liked Zelda. Remember Zelda?
Oh, yeah, old school Zelda.
Like,
oh my God, maybe I could do Dr. Mario.
Dude, yeah.
I used to play Quake. That was my game. Like,
oh,
computer,
I remember that
Quake.
One.
Why don't you dress up as like Dr. Mario and play?
Yeah, I know.
I've done that. I did that on my channel.
It's me, Mario.
They loved
yeah,
they loved
that
it.
Would no, the Italians would get mad and then letters would get canceled and we don't talk like that.
I have a feeling the cops. I have a feeling the cops would show up at your house and be like, "What's going on?"
Why is this? Man,
yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing, sir?
There's a lot of kids following you. Why is that?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a YouTuber.
That's a weird thing.
Sure, YouTuber.
They love me.
Yeah, kids love me. Exactly. That's someone that doesn't have kids should ever say.
Yeah,
kids just love me.
It's just kids wrong to say that now. You can't even say you love kids, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Christy, since you are a comic, you have some asshole stories, some basshole stories, I'm sure. Mm. Is there anything that you feel a story that you feel comfortable sharing on the podcast? Obviously, which people will watch and judge you.
Oh, possibly. I don't care. Everyone knows I was insane. I was a bartender for a long time. So,
bartender
of course,
where?
I did in Chicago.
In Chicago, okay.
The River North Strip.
River North, good area.
Citizen,
Epic.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I'm like thinking of like Butch McGuire's, like all those places.
I know where that
is.
You
may have served Jessica in the past.
I wouldn't remember it.
I would love it if she was an asshole to Jessica.
That would be great.
I was thinking, I remember you.
Let's pretend that that's going to happen.
Yeah. Like, I'm that girl in that story.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. No, I loved it. I was good at it because I have OCD, so everything was on point.
Did you had fun bartending?
Loved it. Yeah. It was because like it's kind of like stand up. Like you're not thinking about stuff when you're doing it. I like being on my feet, so I love.
I don't mind it either.
Fun,
yeah,
right?
It's fun.
Yeah.
But the drinking does. Like I know you don't drink anymore. Yeah. But like the drinking can like. Yeah, you get tired of seeing.
So you get shit faced while you're like
blackout drunk.
Blackout. Mm-hmm. So like
many
the next.
Times.
Oh my God, that's
after,
horrible.
After fire work, me after I was work. So good.
Yeah, yeah.
No, during before.
During before after. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I used to work at this one bar across from the Board of Trade, and there was no food, and the traders would come in at like noon. It was just me and another girl, and it was.
Oh my God, they probably went crazy.
Chaos. Just oh, it was insane. Yeah, it was. Yeah, and then we worked at this place called English. Hey, Danny Alonzo, which was like my first shout out. Danny, he's still a good friend. And I remember once we got so drunk, they told us we couldn't drink anymore, which we knew that wasn't, you know,
like,
true.
Okay, we don't drink anymore.
Slap on the wrist. Yeah.
And so so we figured out, you know, a loophole to start bringing our own booze. Mm-hmm. So me and my friend, her name was Addie. Not short for Adderall. Her name was Addie.
Adderall.
Yeah. And I told her, I was like, listen, I got to. Fifth of Jack Daniels in my purse, meet me in the bathroom. It was like this employee bathroom, you know, because if they're not going to let us take shots, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And so she kicks the door open. I'm on the toilet, and the manager sees me at that second taking a pull of Jack on the toilet.
God.
I love that so much.
You get written up, you get fired? Or
no.
They don't say anything.
He was like, Christy, are you serious? Because we were friends. Right, I was always friends with management.
Yeah.
And that's a great boss.
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's like, Christy.
Say it to me.
Give me a slug.
Yeah. Are you not sharing?
I would be like, so proud. I was determined. I made a plan. Look at that. Like, follow through.
I was like, and I bought it. I'm not even stealing.
Yeah, you're not stealing.
I'm not stealing from work. What do you want from me?
Yeah, exactly.
You want me to drink here?
Yeah. Because, like, we just couldn't do it sober at the end. It was especially, like, late at night. It was torture. So
yeah,
we were just...
you got to take a nip here and there every now and then. I don't do that really. I mean, once in a while, but...
I would be shit-faced.
I like to focus. Sometimes it's too busy to even do that. It's
totally.
Like,
I
like the after shift drink. I don't mind that. That's where it gets dangerous, though. Because, like, for me, like, I do the early shift sometimes. Then I'm like, all right. I'm, like, done by 10:30. Then I'm like, well, I'm here. You know?
Right.
And that's when you become an alcoholic.
Because you're like, I can relax. And then it's like, oh, God, it's so
free.
Nice.
Oh, I might as well.
Everyone's doing it.
Exactly.
I feel like
my friends
buy you
are
drinks,
here.
Too. They're like, oh, you just got off. Let me buy you something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
and then the shots come out. And then you're in an alley somewhere.
At times, like, I try to just leave. I try to go out the back door. I'm like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So your story is your bartending, River North.
One of my favorite stories. This was... it was the last thing I remember. It was I used to lie and tell people it was my birthday because I'd get so drunk. They'd be like, "Why?" I think it's my birthday. No, I was just an alcoholic at that point. That's but I remember one
time. I think that's every girl.
It's so funny though that everybody's like, "Oh, okay, let's
yeah.
try
then." Yeah,
right. It's like, my birthday.
Yeah, and then they buy me extra shots. Yeah,
yeah, they're like, "All right." Fair yeah. enough.
Oh my God. But we were, so the English was this like 3-level bar. It was like, it turned into a nightclub at night and it's closed down now. Most places I worked at are closed down now, probably because of me. But we had like, it was 3 levels. And I remember I went on the 2nd level and I was hammered. I think it might have been St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Oh. And we had like 12 beers on tap and something came over me. And I went behind the bar and I put every beer on tap on and I ran my mouth under all of the beers.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, I'm out of here. And then I just left. And they found me outside, like next to a dumpster. I was like, I'm good here, guys.
And then, and the taps are still like running as you left.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you lose your job after that?
They were like, Chrissy is so fun.
Yeah, they were like, I think I got promoted. That's the one
career. I think they high-fived you at the end. Or...
I mean, it does make sense for like Chicago, like that neighborhood. It's like, I mean, like the people probably were like, wow, this is awesome. Yeah, we love this girl.
Party trick.
Doesn't sound like an asshole story, though, because it is a party trick. And it's like, and I think your boss was more like, that's cool. Whatever. Like, you didn't even get fired. That's insane to me. Like, and then you left the taps probably on.
It's amazing how you can get away with it.
Like, fuck that. You're out of here. I don't even care.
Do you think those kind of things would fly today? Like, how many years ago was this?
God, I don't know. I was probably like...
It depends on where.
No, I was young.
I feel like it could still, though.
I've watched Bar Rescue.
Small town.
I watched Bar Rescue, and fucking this shit still happens, you know?
Like, John Taffer comes in and saves
you. Yeah, like, there's always somebody drunk. Like, yeah.
Especially if your sales are high. My sales were through the roof, so they're like...
Exactly. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
And people will probably come in. They're like, is Christy working? Regulars. You don't know what she's going to do. Yeah. It's always a good time.
It was a party. Exactly. Yeah, you get it.
People are taking pictures of her. She doesn't even know.
I wouldn't even care.
You're like a Chicago attraction. Though.
Yeah.
You're on some tour, like brochure. Like, stop into this bar and see this bartender.
Have you looked up Yelp reviews with your name on?
Oh, yeah, they're all great.
Like, Best bartender ever.
Someone the other day was like, do you think people are still talking about you at the bar? So I'm like, I hope so.
Yeah, because some people have those memories that they'll never forget that.
Yeah.
Even if they were like visiting Chicago that weekend and they're like, oh my God, you remember the time that bartender?
That'd be so funny.
Yeah, she was just wild. Yeah.
That's their vacation.
If you're
memories.
Chicago, and there's a little girl, and they'll be like, it's like, we named my daughter after you. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Has her name Blackout Drunk? Yeah. That's good.
Christy Blackout. Yeah. That's her name.
Yeah. Oh my God.
We named her by your name and what's your favorite thing to do.
That's
funny. I felt bad though, because I remember one time too. So, you know how, do they make you roll silverware?
At the Improv?
Yeah.
No. I don't even know if we have silverware.
Okay, so you're like, we make everyone eat with their hands.
You guys have silverware.
You have forks for sure.
Yeah.
I think we have a fork.
I think you have
one fork.
Oh, we don't have
one fork that everyone uses.
We have paper napkins, so no, it's not like, people are like, hey, can I have a fork? Let me see.
When I first roll it, roll stuff.
The only thing that's rolled there is a joint, probably in the alley.
Exactly. Yeah, it's gone. I know, but no, we had to. When I first started, I was a server too before I bartended, and they girls would always leave the silverware at the end of the night because I was actually responsible for as drunk as I would get, and I'd always do the silverware. But one night there was so much. There was like 4 bins. You know how it is after like a Saturday night. And I got drunk as hell and I couldn't do it because it wasn't my job. So I went to the dumpster out back and I tossed all of it.
You just threw it out?
And you still didn't get fired.
Well, they didn't know.
Oh.
The next day they were like, where's all the silverware? I'm
that's
like, I don't know.
That's an asshole.
That's pretty good.
That is
where's
why can't anyone eat? But in my defense, it wasn't even my job and those assholes. Left me to do it all.
So
rather than, I would have like paid like the dishwasher or something. Like, $20.
They were all gone.
Jeez. I mean, I've thrown away like a fork or like a little sauce dish or something like that. And then I'm like, oh fuck, I feel bad. And then I'm I'm not going to the trash to get it. But a whole fucking bin of silver, you just throw it.
I was so pissed off because you know when you're fed up Saturday night, club people.
Did someone get fired? Someone had to get fired.
Did they watch video or anything?
But it was one time. No, the cameras didn't work.
They didn't have video.
They didn't pay for that. The owners were blackout too. They didn't know.
This is before video time. Yeah,
that's pretty funny. This is like, did Bar Rescue ever show up or
never.
No?
Never.
Oh, man. You would be great on that.
It was a fun shut it down.
Fucking John Taffer. I used to watch that show all the time.
I still do.
Watch it.
Isn't it fun?
Half of the bar.
I love the formula of it, but yeah.
Half the bars he's rescued.
Yeah. Rescued.
Rescued. Yeah. they have shut down. They last like a year, and then they're like, we're done.
You know? Makes them like completely different. It'll be like a Mexican restaurant. He's like, now it's an oyster bar.
Right.
I'm like, what are you saying?
The owner's like, no, you don't understand. We're a dive bar with like hot dogs and shit. He's like, well, now you're going to be a bratwurst bar.
That's pretty good. That sounds like him.
Shut down.
Yeah. Have you seen the hotel rescue ones?
I have not seen that.
Oh, I'd like to watch that.
Who rescues that?
I have no clue.
You don't know. It's not
not as famous as
John Taffer.
Because that's the same
concept.
So I have
John Taffer's book autographed by him.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I feel like he would be nice in person.
I went to an event. He was at the Grove one day, and he happened to be there.
That's funny.
Yeah, he was selling books and making drinks for people and shit.
I just think he's very disingenuous.
You should have been like, send it back.
Yeah.
Like, every show's the same when the formula comes in and just yells at everybody, and you're not doing this right. And
the best, like, the
just
best.
So irate. Wait, it's
did
like,
you ever
just
watch?
Here,
did
man.
You ever watch? Did you ever watch the Bar Rescue where he went to Dimples in Burbank? Remember that place?
Yes,
no, we went to Burbank. That's funny.
Got shut down.
You guys weren't here at this time. Yeah. Dimples was a legendary karaoke dive bar in Burbank.
Blowjob.
Across from Warner Brothers Studio.
Blowjob.
And everyone went there, like TV actors, like everyone used to go there.
Britney Spears. I saw Britney Spears there one time.
Mr.
She was there with Olivia Newton.
Dennis Haskins, Mr. Belding.
Belding was always there.
We would hang out. Yeah. I got drunk with that guy so many times.
Oh, so did I. Yeah. We had the same agent.
It was so weird. It was so weird watching that show and then be like, Belding's drunk.
Yeah, and he was so perverted. And then he'd be like, he'd be like, blowjob shot. Not just him, but the owner of the place.
The owner, Mr. Dimples.
Any girl that we brought there or whatever, they'd just be like, blowjob shot, blowjob shot.
What,
blowjob,
those are whipped cream,
blowjob.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I had one of my
birthdays at Dimples, and Mr. Dimple came out and they.
I think that
was his name.
Sounds so creepy.
Literally, yeah, inappropriate old man. He would like touch all the girls and stuff like that. And then, like, yeah, they would put you on stage and he'd be like, they'd do the whipped cream in a shot glass. And then he'd be like, he'd ask someone to come do it. And like all the girls were like,
the girls would always do it. All the girls would run. Young girls, free drinks.
I mean, like I had people that were like, I don't know about this. You know?
People that had dignity probably. Right. Just, right. You know,
these were all my friends at my birthday. And I was like, I don't know.
I don't know about this. That's hilarious.
But now looking back, this guy should have been me too. Like immediately.
Oh, God. Do you know how many people in the bar industry we could have done that to?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I probably got shut down.
It was sad. It was when that place got closed down.
You would have girls living with them that were waitresses.
Now it's a Whole Foods, that place.
It is. I go to that Whole Foods all the time. I forgot that it was Dimples.
I will say that when that shut down, though, it was kind of sad because it was like, you know, another piece of LA history was just gone. Those times are just gone, dude.
It's
like,
weird,
it was,
isn't it?
I'm so glad we were able to go to that place.
I used to, and they would give you, like, that's how
they
old we are.
They gave you a CD with the video of you singing karaoke.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
I still have it. I have it in a box.
I have it somewhere, too.
I got pictures.
I would always do Baby Got Back.
That was your song.
Bust the Move.
And the good thing is they had all these props, like, all around the restaurant that you just take and put into your, like, karaoke act.
Different time. People wear different hats and get lice. Yeah, it was great.
It was great.
It was great.
Best of times. Yeah.
Belding would do coke off like a blow up guitar.
Yeah. Oh, there was a lot of cocaine.
So much
being done
cocaine.
There.
So much.
Yeah, Britney Spears there was like at the time, like Baby was out,
she
whatever.
Would go
yeah, yeah, she
baby
would
baby.
Yeah.
That
That's
is
funny.
Funny.
Yeah. Whatever it's called. I don't know. Like, hit me one more time. Yeah, hit me one more time.
Wait, what's the equivalent of Dimples now? Like, what bar would be that? Like, Barney's Beanery would that be?
No.
Oh, yeah, Barney's is still kicking.
Barney's is a different beast.
It's different. It's very
it's a different beast.
Dimples was one of a kind. And then they did do Bar Rescue. I don't think they changed anything about it, really.
Yeah, they just changed the sign.
Like, do you remember that episode? Like, they went in.
I
saw parts of it.
There was so much shit on the walls and the ceilings. Like anything. Like, if you put, like, people's garages, things in people's garages, and just, like, plastered them the ceiling and the walls, it was a fire hazard. It really was.
Oh, yeah.
But, like,
definitely.
He made them take everything down. And then like Mr. Dimples was like, well, that's going back up. That's going back up.
Mr. Dimples.
So I think by the time that they like
Mr. Dimples.
I don't know his name. What was it called? I think he had a shirt.
I think his name was Senor Dimples.
I think he had a shirt that said Mr. Dimples.
Senor Dimples for sure.
But I think they changed some of it and then like he just put it all back the way it was, you know.
I mean, that was the hot spot for a while. They tried to do comedy there for a while.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, it was fucking, it was horrible.
It was great.
Because they didn't have a lot of, they also didn't have like foot traffic there. So if you went there, it was basically because you were driving.
That was one of the best places in the valley.
Now there's foot traffic.
For a time, I would say, in that era.
Yeah, it was, man. I mean, for a long, I think it was at least for 3 decades, maybe, or 2 decades at the moment. Yeah, something like that. 20 something years.
It's weird that I have no, like, because that's how I used to meet people in Chicago, like the bar world, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, that's how I met friends. And now here, I came out here sober. Yeah. I was like,
how many years have you been sober?
June 24th, it'll be 6 years.
6 years. Yeah. Oh, congratulations. Wow.
Thanks. Yeah.
That's great.
Pretty crazy.
So, you meeting people at bars. Yeah. You know, that's always, that used to be like.
So, how do you meet people now? Like, raw
comedy.
Comedy.
She's got a boyfriend. She doesn't need to meet anyone.
Yeah.
No, not raw dog like that. Come on.
How else would people take the phrase raw dog? Like,
sometimes you just raw dog life.
It's my favorite phrase.
What is that, raw dog?
Yeah, you're not on the fucking internet. You're just real interaction.
IRL, they call that.
IRL.
Meeting someone in IRL. In real life.
In real life.
In real life? Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I thought that was like an IRL code or something.
No, no. People are like, I'd really like to meet someone IRL.
Yeah, they do. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Because
that's what I'm saying now.
What's this other one? Touch grass. You guys know this one?
What's that?
Sounds
inappropriate. Touch grass. That sounds inappropriate.
It means it's what the kids are saying. It means you need to get outside.
That's something Mr. Dimples used to do.
Touch
grass.
Touch grass.
Blowjob shot or touch grass?
Yeah.
Which one
would
you like?
Pick one.
Sir, what? I just want to sing.
Yeah. I thought this was a karaoke bar.
Sit down.
Sit down and shut up.
Shut up.
Get in that
sing.
Cage and sing. What is touch grass? What is that?
So it means you're just supposed to go outside.
And touch grass?
I don't know. Because everyone's on their phones all day. So some of young kids will be like, bro, you need to touch grass. Like, go outside, get some fresh air.
I kind of hate that.
I hate it too.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
You know how I feel about it. I'm still thinking about
it.
It
sounds like an interesting insult. Like, yeah. Hey, go touch grass.
Oh, yeah. Like, kiss my ass. You know,
touch grass.
I'm just picturing. I'm picturing Ralph. I'm picturing the young kid saying it to me, and I'm just like,
Touch grass.
That's what I'm picturing. Some asshole kid saying it to me.
Right? You're like, no. I'm not.
Why is the kid gotta be an asshole? What if he's giving you good advice?
Just touch grass.
Go outside. Go play.
Just touch grass. You picture an old man saying that to you? Go touch grass.
Yeah, Mr. Dimple saying, go do it.
We do. Like, we already decided that.
It sounds like it would be more of an older person saying to say, like, go touch grass.
No, that's get off my lawn.
Get off
my
lawn.
Exactly. Yeah. He doesn't want you anywhere near his grass.
He doesn't want you touching his grass.
Touch
very
my
different
grass.
Area.
Get off my grass.
Get off my lawn. Go touch grass.
Yeah.
Why don't you go touch grass?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here, huh?
Exactly.
That's almost like get the fuck out of here.
This kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Go touch grass.
Right, maybe we'll start.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe
we'll start.
Maybe we'll start using that on the show.
It is. Hey, why don't you go touch grass? What?
You should end every episode like that. We got to go touch grass.
Yeah. Touch grass. We'll incorporate that. Exactly. Well, that's a good asshole story, the silverware, I think.
Yes,
yeah. That's pretty. Because, like, that must have cost them. I mean, I don't know how much silverware is, but if it was a lot of it.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was a lot.
You know,
I'm sure someone lost their job.
I would love that.
They probably blame the dishwasher.
Exactly. Some guy named Enrico. I don't know where I cleaned them.
I put them there.
Who closed last night?
I cleaned them. I put them there.
And you know those? Did you guys ever have Bevin Co? Do you know what that is? You know what that is? So it's they fill a. This is a worst asshole story. It's quick. They fill the bottles, it's a company that measures the alcohol bottles to see if anything was stolen.
Oh, yeah.
Because bartenders, you know.
They put the,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the night, sometimes, because they trusted me to close, I would, we'd be ripping shots and I'd fill them with water.
Oh,
so
water
when they
down.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So when they measured them, I was like, it's all good. But then the people drinking would just get watered down drinks.
They'd be like, this is.
Yeah, but you're saving lives. And they'd be like, I got the best tolerance.
You're a hero.
Thank you.
I'll be honest. There's some bars I've gone to where, like, I've asked for, like, a tequila soda or something.
Yeah.
And, like, I drink it. And I'm like, I don't think there's anything in it. happening. Yeah. Right? Where there's like two drops or whatever.
Yeah.
And I worked at a bar in college that the owners did that so that their alcohol would go longer. Yeah. And they didn't have to buy more.
Well, I try to watch the bartender like pour it now, or I'll just get a shot of tequila and a club soda. And I'll be like, all right, at least I know I'm getting a full glass of tequila and then I'll just pour it into the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. You really go out of your way to do that?
I've done that a couple, because like I had two drinks at a bar once and I didn't feel a buzz at all. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, if I have two, I know like I probably have like a little bit buzz, you know? And then like I didn't have anything and I was able to drive and everything. I was like, yeah, I got ripped
off. And I could drive. This sucks.
Yeah.
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 I was coherent and I was like,
yeah, I hated it.
I just know.
It's like
worst.
I'm a fan.
One
I'm a
star.
You get it to. I'm a fan of the pouring and the soda at the same time.
Same me too.
I do that.
Yeah,
right?
I used to do that too.
Some people do like the. And then I'm like, I don't think you're giving me a full shot doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Same.
Just do it even, because then it's like evens out, times out, and it's you know what you're getting.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
I don't want to get ripped off.
Mm-hmm. Give me my booze.
Give me my booze.
Seriously. Yeah,
exactly. I've been trying to lay off the booze, though, a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Are you?
Yeah, a little
How
bit.
How much? Like?
Well, I had three last night.
That's not too bad. Three's not a ton. Was it mixed drinks or was it beer?
I had tequila pineapple.
I love when people do that. When they're like, yeah, I'm starting to like, you know, not really drink. Yeah, it's like, what'd you do last night? I had a lot of drinks. So.
Yeah. I'm not drinking, but I had, this morning, I had a few.
I know.
Hair of the dog.
But that might be, I had a beer.
That's a true alcoholic.
I had a glass of wine Saturday and a beer, and that was it. And then, yesterday.
Our buddy that drinks a lot, he will, like, say, we're like, yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm going to stop drinking. I'm like, what'd you do last night? Yeah, I got shit-faced. I'm like, but now I'm going to quit drinking. I'm like, what are you doing right now? I'm having a beer. I'm like, what are you talking about?
He's
why
like,
do
it's
you
just
stop
a beer.
Talking? Yeah,
it's just a beer. Water. Yeah. It's basically water. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not drinking anymore, and then I have a beer.
I just start laughing because... Well, it's a very sad situation, but I'm like, dude, come on. You sound like an idiot. Like, what are you...
It's hard to stop.
Was it hard for you to stop? Did you do cold turkey or did you go through
seizures when I stopped?
Oh, okay, that'll make
you stop.
Yeah.
I was drinking at the end. You know, it's progressive all day.
Did you have the handshakes?
I hallucinated. Because I stopped and the last drink I had was like Lillet, this liqueur, and because I knew I was like dying. Essentially, it was really, really bad.
Yeah.
I have OCD and anxiety, and that's ultimately why I drank. Then you're partying, you're in the scene, forget about it.
Right,
I'm Irish, whatever. And then
let's not blame it on your ethnicity.
Yeah, <You're> redhead.
Yeah, Irish redhead. Yeah.
I'm a redhead. I was born to do this.
Yeah,
that was our crest. Our family crest was get drunk or die.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. No, but when I stopped, I felt like bugs were crawling. It was hell. Mm-hmm. Bugs were crawling all over me. I was hallucinating. I didn't sleep for like 3 days, and I was seeing like green antelopes on the walls, and then I had 2 grand mal seizures, and I woke up in the hospital. I didn't have memory for like an hour.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that was intense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And after that, done 6 years.
That's great.
June 24th, 2018. Wow. Now I'm here.
Now you're here.
And I'm not tempted. So I don't miss that at all.
Did you have the seizures because you weren't drinking?
Which is funny in itself. Because if I would have kept going, I'd be fine.
You're drinking every day, pretty much.
Oh, God. Yeah. Every day.
Every day.
Heavy.
Yeah.
What point were you like, I need to stop?
I knew I did the whole time, basically near the end, I knew I needed to, I just didn't know how.
Right.
Because it's like, you'd feel sick and then you'd drink a little to make it feel better. And then I just was like, I don't care if I die, I'm just going to stop. And then I had the seizures and then I was like, I'm never drinking again.
Friends that were drinking with you and stuff like that. Like that's a big influence maybe. I don't know if that was for you. Did you go through like AA, any of that kind of stuff?
I didn't start going to AA until I moved out here.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, I only go to one or two meetings. I just did it all on my own. I cut everybody out.
Yeah.
I went back to school.
Change your lifestyle.
Did you start posting about like sober curious and the pictures of yourself like in a bikini and saying like, hey, no? Did you do that?
Me too.
Did you do that?
Hell
no.
No,
okay, good. Good.
No. She took care of herself.
We know someone that did that.
Oh, no. I was really quiet about it until, but I'm really open about it because people suffer and they don't talk about it, and I'm cool.
Right.
Right.
No, I just hate when people throw it in your face.
Oh,
and it's enough already. Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't care who drinks when people are around me.
Everyone's journey is their own to figure out how they want to cope with it and, you know, cure themselves of it. So
totally.
But you do have to cut out, like, so many people. That's like even one of the steps.
That was really scary. Lonely.
Yeah.
But then I figured it out and I moved here and it all worked out.
That's great. Good for you. That's
thanks, awesome. Guys. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
No more drinking. That's it. No more drinking.
You bust out some tequila right now.
Let's do this.
Is it considered relapsing if you stick it in your ass? I don't know.
No, if you check it in your ass, it's not relapse.
I said that in my set the other night. I got a huge laugh.
Yeah, it's funny.
I'm keeping it.
That's good. Yeah, that's funny. Oh my God.
Is that how you consumed back in the day or no?
I mean, maybe. I had a funnel. I'm not sure.
Oh, she wasn't sure. She just woke up.
Experimenting before was cool.
Yeah, nobody knows. Yeah.
Those were great asshole stories. I'm sure you have a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
But you might want to save those for the live show. Possibly,
For sure.
Oh man, I think I do love the you pouring all the beers down your throat.
It was so fun.
Yeah, that's pretty. Amazing.
I can just imagine I would love to
see someone do that.
Right? I know how
it's like a party trick.
Yeah.
Were people there to see it though?
Oh yeah. It was busy.
People did see it.
She did it every hour. Yeah. It was like,
they gave me a quarter.
It was like the fountain at the Bellagio.
Someone was just like, "I dare you." You're like, "All
right." Yeah. I was like a wind up toy monkey. It was insane.
You'd ring a bell and you'd come out.
Going from like Guinness to Stella to Michelob, Budweiser.
God, yeah.
It's brutal. It's like drinking the bar mat.
It is. The juice.
That shot. Yeah. The dirty shot.
You get man.
You come in one day, we'll give you that shot.
Ah, fuck no.
Like the cranberry juice.
That's when you're their favorite.
How much would you have to be paid to drink that bar mat shot?
He's like $10.
Rob might do it for $10.
Like, how much is gas right now?
Maybe McDonald's. No, yeah.
McDonald's?
Yeah, McDonald's. Maybe if you do like it. No, I'm just kidding.
What? That's it.
He's like, one Big Mac.
Big Mac deal.
Yeah.
$500.
$500.
Yeah, I'll do it for $500. You got $500?
I mean, I do, but now...
Let's do it. We'll record it for the show.
I don't have a bar mat.
I'll be $500 richer, and next then...
Time. I have to collect... it has to be the alcohol from the improv's bar
mat. That's
fine.
Yeah, I'll do it for $500.
Yeah. On, like, a slow night, that wouldn't be that bad, right?
It's got to be a full shot glass.
Oh, yeah.
We got to collect enough to...
With everything mixed in.
Not a double.
The Red Bull, all that stuff.
Yeah, perfect.
$500's a lot for that.
Oh, now it's too much? Come on, we
film it on the podcast.
How about you, Jay? Well, how come you're only asking me? I'm not even the guest.
Looks like you would do it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Really? You wouldn't do it at
all? Christy's not going to do it, obviously. Jessica, I don't know.
I honestly would probably do it for a lot less.
Okay, thank you.
There we go.
Thank you.
If I was still drunk, I'd do it for free.
$100.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do it for $100.
I'll pay you.
Let's do it.
I'll pay you $10.
Rob and I have been talking. We want to do some kind of stunts on the show, right?
Yeah, we want to do something. I don't know. Maybe like a weight loss challenge, maybe.
Those are fun. Right. People love watching the progression. Yeah, they get huge views.
Or the failures.
Yeah.
What if it got fatter?
My favorite are when people are like, day one, day two, and day three, they're like eating cake.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what I do. I do a week and I'm like hardcore. And
that's
then all
pretty
of a
much what would happen on the show.
We've
got how many podcasts without drinking? Oh, man.
We have to videotape ourselves eating the bad shit and whenever we eat the bad stuff.
Like, I fucked up.
And we, my bad. Yeah, and then we'll air it and be like, fucking,
we put the food out on the tables while we're recording.
Yeah.
And see who,
I would eat it. I don't
see
care.
Who caves first. Like,
you should.
Like
you,
fries.
You had to give up like sugar for the month or something like that.
What do you guys eat like now? Are you guys pretty healthy? Or
I've been trying to be
Rob's
healthy.
Very healthy.
No.
Rob's vegan.
Fuck no. No.
Aren't you vegan?
No.
I am,
my girl's
basically.
Vegan.
His girl's vegan. Which makes him a vegan.
Yeah. Well, not really makes me a vegan, but. Yeah.
He cheats. He comes over here and wants a steak.
He's like, we eat ribs.
Oh, no. Whenever I'm out and about on my own, I order steak on top of meat on top of everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I eat salads occasionally. I try to do that. I try not to eat at the improv anymore, which is always a fucking... Because it's like...
It's hard.
They're like, here's the food. And it's like fucking...
Yeah, when you're performing a lot or you're just working at a place like that, that's all
so
the food
easy.
You have.
You got to eat...
Chicken wings. It's always shit fucking food.
Always. Fries,
you have
wings.
To eat before you go in.
Yeah.
It's almost like if you don't eat, then you're fucked because it's like, you didn't eat, then you're hungry. Then they're like, oh, here's chicken fingers.
It's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's you got to eat before you go. Or order something to have it delivered.
Are you trying to find the healthiest thing on the menu?
They have salad. The salad.
They have that Caesar salad.
Caesar salad.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always get the quesadillas or the chicken wings.
Yeah, they're not good. for you.
Hey, wow. Don't be saying.
They're not good for you.
Beep it out.
No, they're not good for you. I mean, they're good, but they're not good for you.
Well, none of it's good for you.
The salad's good for you without the dressing.
I don't think so. Without the dressing, gross.
Well, that's what you need. Kale? You gotta eat kale.
Who the fuck eats that?
Kale. No, like, the salad's only 500 calories, but with dressing, 1,300.
Yeah. It's like, what?
Then what's make the that point? Jump?
You know what you need? You just need a little oil and vinegar.
Yeah, olive oil and vinegar. That's what I do.
I think, okay. We should do a weigh-in.
Yeah.
Do a weigh-in. That's what we're
I have a scale over there.
You should do it.
I'll bring out the scale before everyone sits down and we weigh ourselves before you come into the studio.
Yeah, naked.
It's like,
like on the shows. What's the biggest loser?
We'll blur it out.
We're tiny whiteys. How about that?
The whole show?
No.
Why? What?
I love that you two are so excited about this.
I'm not.
Tiny whitey.
He is. Look at
that. Eyes are both lighting.
I'd have to go buy Tidy Whiteys first.
Do it.
I just think it'd be funny. Yeah.
Like, Rob's like, oh, you borrow some.
I got a couple.
We can wear.
An extra
Yeah. Exactly. We can both fit in the same underwear.
Jesus Christ.
Cute. Adorable.
Oh, man. I love how I'm like ready.
Red? I'm just hot.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm just going to stop talking.
I would do the Wade thing, but I don't know why we've sit here in tidy whities.
You say that now.
You're going to sit here in tidy whities?
We do the weigh-in.
You're the one that was talking about like how you like.
Yeah, the algorithm would like
they
this.
They love tidy whities.
You just said it right now.
Yes.
You were the one that was talking like last week where you're like, I keep my shirt and socks on during sex.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, socks
you're going to sit here in your tidy whities.
The shirt I can do. Socks.
Can I sneeze if I take off my socks? What do you want me to do?
Take
it's
them
comfortable.
Off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even in the summer?
Even in the summer.
He's like, especially in the summer.
That's preferred.
I sneeze. Yeah. What do you want me to do? It is weird. Yeah.
So when you go to like the
I thought Jessica was like grabbing me. I'm like, what the hell, Jessica? I'm like, what
she's
you like, sorry, you're coming onto me in the air?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Wait, so when you're at a pool or like a beach, you're just sneezing the
entire time? Oh no, I take off my socks.
Okay, so
it's okay if you don't.
I'm at the beach with my socks.
No. I could see you doing
that.
No,
I would not be doing that. I wear sandals. I don't care. I don't care what my feet look like. I'm saying when I'm sleeping, I usually wear socks. If it's really hot, I don't wear socks. But yes, I usually do. I don't know why I sneeze. It's weird.
All right.
My sneezes are horrific.
Maybe
too.
We can do a sleep study.
Yeah,
that's part of the show. I don't care. I'll do it for the show. Let's get listeners.
We'll film you like sleeping with socks on.
Yeah, my tiny whiteies. Yeah. You can film me.
I'll come over and be like, Jill, don't mind me. I'm gonna stay here the whole night and just film Rob.
Yeah.
I'll be awake the whole night. We're documenting his sleep.
Let's see how many times he sneezes.
He's got the sleep apnea machine on.
I don't have it.
Maybe
that'll be our sponsor.
I'll be
sleep
in the corner,
apnea.
Pay no attention to me.
Yeah.
Let's do it, Doug.
Just
I'm telling you. We're trying to think of things. Maybe we got to think something with Jessica, too.
Yeah.
Well, we can invite Christy, too.
I'm
but
coming.
I'm just saying,
sure. Yeah.
I mean, we can't do a weight loss. No, you don't have to wear tidy whites. We can do something where we don't have to like get stripped down. But like I don't know, just like a contest of some sort, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We'll do a contest. Yeah, yeah. We'll figure one out.
Like master of their domain. I don't know.
That's just good.
I know Seinfeld.
It's been done already.
It's been done.
All right. Well, let's any news we want to talk about. Let's see. OJ Simpson. Let's talk about OJ.
Oh man.
God.
So this is our first episode back. Because I was in Alaska. And,
oh, that's right. You
were in Alaska.
Yeah, that was good. By the way.
Did you see the Northern Lights?
What?
Did you see the Northern Lights?
I saw a little bit, but it was very cloudy. It was like hard to see them.
Did you get any Eskimo pie?
No, we were. Actually
you know so what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
No.
You catch my drift?
You catch it?
There was none of that
like
up there.
A very subtle drift?
There was none of that up there. There was a strip.
No Eskimo pie.
There was a strip That's club up there, though.
Ooh.
There was one. And you saw Eskimo pie.
I didn't go to the strip club.
You did. You lie.
No.
You're on air right now, and you just lied. No, you said you went to the strip club. Now you're looking around.
I walked by it in the day.
Would you put your head inside?
No.
I don't like this place.
It was closed. It was called the Great Alaskan Bush Company.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Funny name.
That's really
and you didn't
funny.
Go.
No, I didn't go. I was up doing the comedy stuff.
I know, but what did you do up there? Did you?
We did the show. We did the basketball show.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
It was great. It was great. The crowd was awesome. Really energetic. They loved the concept of the show.
They were telling them to stop saying Eskimo.
Well, not during our show, but there was. I guess there were some comedians up there during the festival that were saying the E word, the Eskimo word. That's
the
considered.
E word. Oh, really?
That's considered a racist slur up there, I guess.
Interesting.
So they were saying like Eskaho and stuff like that. I don't know.
Escabro.
So they sent out an email saying, "Hey,
stop talking about the natives.
Please don't do that. Yeah. Please do better material.
Please, God.
Please use Nanook.
Yeah.
Nanook of the North.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So,
did you say igloo?
Igloo, please.
I didn't say igloo, but no, they didn't say anything about igloo. But I guess Eskimo was a no. Yeah. But yeah, it was fun. It was an awesome place to visit, and the show went well.
Good.
And, everyone was very nice up there, and it was it snowed twice, which was cool. Nice. Saw some cool.
What kind of cool food did you have? Any like?
I had seafood. I had king crab and some salmon.
Did you film yourself doing it for the show?
Film myself eating it?
Yeah.
No, I took some photos.
I saw some. It was good.
Come on, man. You should have brought it.
Eating a crab leg?
Yeah, crab leg. Oh, you see how big it was?
Oh, I ate reindeer.
Oh, did you? What
could have been the Adam Richmond of Alaska?
Yeah. It was just gamey. It was kind of, I didn't even know a reindeer was a real thing.
Yeah, what's the difference between a reindeer and a deer?
Right?
Reindeer is Christmas. No, I don't know.
I don't know. What is
none of us know. We're like,
it's like their astrological sign. I'm a reindeer.
Wait, what is the difference? You don't know?
They have the giant antlers. Like they're literally the ones that are in the Santa Claus.
Oh, so it was a male deer that you had.
That I don't know. I don't know.
Because if they had antlers, don't they have?
I don't know the thing I ate. I don't know.
You learned nothing.
They don't bring it out and be like, would you like this one? We're going to cut a piece off of this one.
A little picture.
You're like, I'm very specific.
I'm like,
that'd be the worst place. Like, a little deer. A picture. Which deer would you like to eat? Like, they're just staring
at
you.
Bring it in.
This one was single.
They bring it in,
family,
you pet it, and then they go and kill it.
That sounds awful.
It's horrible. I know.
Wait, I thought with the antlers made them moose. Is that not?
Moose?
Mooses.
No.
Moose.
No, there was
the plural for
moose. We're all very intelligent. I will say
the one thing that was cool is like I went to a happy hour at the bar downtown Anchorage, and I came out and there was a moose walking across like the main street. I don't know, but it was like 6 o'clock and it was like just walking across the street.
It was like northern exposure. Yeah. And I told you you should have recorded it and put the northern exposure theme song. You guys don't know the show anyways, but still, it's a show that was based in Alaska.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, anyways.
You're like, sure.
You could have said anything and we'd be like,
The cool thing there is that the sun didn't set till like almost 9:15.
Oh shit, that's
so that,
cool.
So I kind of like that. That
was like the longest days, right?
What time did the show start? There was still daylight when your show started?
There were, Interesting. Shows would start at 7 and then like, 9 or whatever. And it was almost daylight still. So that was kind of weird.
Were there anything similar from LA to Alaska? Like the people there, like did they do stuff? Was it traffic? Mooses?
No traffic. It was you could literally get in your car and drive all over the place. It was really nice. Actually, I missed that.
But then your car gets stuck.
It got stuck when I was going up to the Alaskan sled dog.
See, place. I know more about his trip than I'm sharing more. It's like,
well, because Rob stalks me on Instagram. Yeah, he's got nothing else. He's got nothing else to do.
Like, I remember shit.
He called me 3 times up there, and I didn't answer.
Should have blocked him.
Yeah,
I tried to.
I'm remembering the stories. That's all. Like you went there, you spent money to go there to bring the show.
Yeah, and it was good.
It'd be like stuff
good
that you should share on the show.
No, I won't. We're gonna have the recording from the show available next week.
That's cool.
On the Spotify and everything.
There you go.
So that'll be fun. Yeah, and everyone did great. All the comics did great. Greg Benevent, LA comedian.
I know him.
He won
Basel.
Yeah. So I've known him. I've known him for a long time.
He's cool. I like him.
It was his first time doing the show up in Alaska. He won the Basel of the night, and we had two great judges from What's Up Alaska podcast. They were great. It was fun. It was fun to do it outside of here. It was a nice test to be like, all right, let's see how this works outside of LA. You know,
right. Yeah.
So I was happy with the result. You know,
good.
So yeah,
good.
Anyway,
what language did they speak out of?
Did you see Russian?
Yeah, I drove past Sarah Palin's house.
Actually. Oh yeah.
You cannot see Russia from our house. She lied. She lied like a true Republican.
She lied?
Like a true Republican. She lied.
Yeah, she lied.
Shocker.
Speaking of Republicans, Trump's case.
I thought we were still talking about OJ.
Oh, OJ. Yeah.
Oh yeah. OJ. Oh my God.
Yeah, OJ's dead.
He's gone. Yeah, so he's dead.
Happened last week. This is our first time.
He's a goner.
Is it gone?
Dead is a doornail.
All the jokes came out too that were just jokes that I was like, ah, should I write this?
I know.
And then it just. And then, but it was like notable comics were doing them too. Like,
I know, but like
Cancer wrote a book. I did it, you know, whatever. You know,
it's good for one night only in the clip.
The fact that he came out like a week prior or 2 weeks, or like during Super Bowl, I guess, he came out saying like hospice.
He made a whole video of him.
Saying that he was okay, and he's like, Alan Iverson was doing practice. Do you remember that?
Practice?
We're talking about practice. He was doing hospice. He said three times.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't even know he was sick. I woke up and saw that he died. I was like, oh, did someone kill him
or
something?
I
had no idea he was sick.
Yeah,
cancer.
Brain cancer, right?
Prostate.
That's what always gets the
Yeah.
Get your prostate.
Be careful, gentlemen.
Rob, get your prostate checks.
Get a check.
Yeah, we'll be having. We'll do prostate checks here on the show.
Yeah, next one.
Do you guys remember? Since you guys are younger,
get your asshole checked, bro.
Exactly. Yeah.
You advertise.
Oh, we should do that on the show.
We should get our prostate exams.
Yeah, we get a doctor to come here. I'll bend over.
We should. We're both around that age. We should probably get that checked.
Yeah, you guys got to do it.
Let's do it together.
Yeah.
Hold hands.
We should film that.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
It would be
That's
hilarious.
Friendship.
Yeah, we don't want to end up. We don't want
Jessica could be there.
We don't want to end up like OJ.
I'll be the moral support. All encouraging words.
Thank you. We're gonna need someone to drive us home afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. It's gonna be a loopy.
I'll do it.
Yeah, there you go.
OJ Simpson is going to be cremated.
He was already
cremated. His brain won't be studied.
Yeah, they
for
wanted
CTE.
To study his
Why?
Brain.
Why do they want to study it?
Because
how to kill your wife?
Yeah, right.
They want to know if it was because of that. Is that why he was so off, and that's why he was so fucking crazy? You know,
right.
I mean, he was such a different person in front of the spotlight than he was in real life.
Well,
it was so crazy.
His old manager was saying that there was like 9 different OJs.
That he
knew over the course of his relationship with
him. I bet.
That's
why
there was an interview. There was like Thug OJ, where he would blend into that group. There was like
he just adapted personality.
Yeah, like if he was in like a
sounds like a serial killer.
Like a respected event, he'd be like classy OJ, you know, or whatever, you know. And it's like
then he was killer OJ.
Yeah, he was killer OJ.
Yeah, he was in Brentwood. Yeah.
The number one
football
killer OJ.
Yeah,
weird.
It's like you know, an action figure.
I mean, it is the craziest case. Do you guys remember it all? Or no?
I watched the movie. Did you guys see it?
Yeah.
Which freaked me out.
So wait, how old were you when OJ happened? Were you born yet?
What year was it?
1994?
94.
Oh, I'm 36 now. How old
was I? Maybe 95. 95, I think.
I must have been mid-90s.
Yeah. Mid-90s.
Six?
Yeah.
I was six?
6 years
six
old.
Years might have been eight because I'm 34. So I'm eight.
But what movie did you see with the... Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, that's the one. Cuba,
was that the one on FX?
Yeah. People versus OJ. Yeah. That was good.
It was good.
I like that whole series they do. People versus whatever.
Yeah. Me too.
Is it like Monica Lewinsky one they did? It's
People
so good.
Versus Larry Flint.
I haven't seen that one. But I do like the People versus Larry Flint. It's a totally different movie. It's a movie, actually. This is like a series. But I do like the fact that they take the a lot of the stories, because that's what I liked about it. I remembered all of that. Because I didn't watch the case the entire time because it was boring as fuck.
Yeah.
When they actually show the case, you thought it was going to be exciting because you watch all these courtroom dramas and like you want to see somebody say, I want the truth, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't a few good men.
It wasn't that. It was just so boring. But then you get the highlights every day in the news and they would report it. And I think the greatest part was, not the greatest part, but the reason why he got off was the gloves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember? And that was bullshit. Remember?
Exactly. Because
you must have quit.
If it doesn't fit, you must have quit.
That was insane.
Had latex gloves over his already arthritis
fingers. I was like, how is this flying?
And then weren't they coaching him to like how to bloat his hands?
They were telling him.
The craziest thing ever.
Not to take his arthritis pills.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the only thing I remember from the movie was that the guy who started TMZ, that was like the case he started
on. That's right.
Oh, Harvey.
I remember that.
Yeah, because he was like interviewing Robert Kardashian and was like, Rob, how's it going? And that's like how he started TMZ.
Right,
and that was
right.
I was like,
oh,
that's
really?
Cool.
I didn't
remember
know
that too.
I
forgot about
Wow, a little history right there.
Look at that.
You know, Bob Costas said that, like, I read that he did a joke when he met OJ in jail. And, like, Bob Costas, he was going to do an interview with him, and he had, like, his finger was cut or whatever. And then when OJ saw his finger that it was cut, he's like, "You did it." And then, like, it was just like an awkward moment between the two of them. Like,
yeah. Well, that's like, what I mean. There's like, there was an interview with his old, manager, and I guess this guy, the manager, released all these like OJ tapes that he has over the years of knowing him.
Yeah.
And like, there was some song that was released where like it's talking about OJ killing his wife or something like that, and like he's playing the song for OJ, and OJ's like beating around, dancing, bobbing his head, and then like when that verse came out, he was like. Like it was like his reaction was like crazy.
Wait, could
like,
you do that again?
It was like
yeah, that's pretty good.
Could you?
You have to pay to watch the video. You have to go on this.
Oh, you have
website.
To pay for
or
it,
or else I would have got it. No, you got to subscribe to. That's how he makes a living now.
I'm gonna try to get that video, and I'm gonna compare it with you doing that side by side.
Yeah,
Nordberg.
I wish on his deathbed he would have been like, "I did it."
Me
and
too.
Like,
he should. He probably did.
He should.
They said that he did.
Shock value. That would have been great.
I
wish they would bury him in his Bronco. That'd be
well, the owner, the owners of the Bronco are selling the Bronco.
Really?
The actual one. Al Cowling's.
They bought it, and then it's in a museum right now.
They want at least $1.5 million for it.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
What was the whole point of him? Like doing that slow speed chase, like
he didn't know what to do and he lost his mind. He knew he was gonna like get. He knew that they were coming for him, so he was trying to escape.
Yeah.
So he was just trying to escape. That was it. Like he didn't have anything planned out, and then
he had a gun.
He said he was gonna kill himself.
That's right.
But then like AJ Collins was in the car with him, and he's the one that convinced him not to kill himself, and that he had a lot to live for. But at that point. Everyone knew he was guilty.
Oh, yeah.
So fucking obvious. And it's so weird to this day how people, some people still think that he's not guilty.
I know, it's so stupid.
Or they say, like the people that come out and say, like, oh, it's for all the years that we were persecuted, finally we let a black man off, you know? So, like, it's just very different takes. And
I wonder.
So they divorced. And he was just mad she had a new boyfriend, or was she cheating?
I don't know.
She was no.
They were divorced.
They were divorced, but he just didn't want her to be with anybody else.
Psycho
and
he
was,
shit.
And there's already like video footage, and then there was also like recordings of him, like he used to beat her up.
Yeah,
back in the days. And she was scared of him, and she would always say that she thought like he was going to kill her.
Yeah, and he did.
And he ended up killing her, and then, like he literally. Beheaded them, and I mean, Jesus. It was such a gruesome murder.
I used to, it was weird. I used to,
he cut their heads
for years. Oh, I had for years, I had dog clients that lived three doors down from where the Bundy Drive condo.
Oh, you really?
Yeah,
where they killed them, and I would walk past every other day with those dogs.
I didn't realize they did murder. Got decapitated.
So, yeah. Me either. I didn't know their heads.
I just thought it was just like stabbing.
Me too.
No, he slit their throats and pretty much that. Just like, I mean, he was a strong guy. He wasn't weak. I mean, he was still doing movies. He was in a movie.
Yeah.
He was in a TV show called Navy SEAL or whatever that was about to air at that time that he was actually shooting before. Right. But he said like he had bad arthritis, whatever. That guy was nuts.
Crazy, dude.
Who do you think is going to buy this Bronco? You think it's going to sell for $1.5
million?
Why? I don't even know why you would want to own it.
If you buy it, do you drive down the freeway and like do like a whole like reenactment?
Right, yeah.
Every year on the anniversary.
Like, what is the point? Like, do you cruise around?
You buy some...
What do you do with it?
Some of those cop cars that are not real cop cars, and then just like have them like chase and do a little procession.
That's what I
mean.
It's a '93 Bronco, I think, or something.
Psychopath is gonna buy it.
I don't understand that.
It should just stay in the crime museum,
right?
Like,
it
should.
They should turn it into a photo booth and take it to parties,
or just even fucking destroy it. Because who really fucking like?
Yeah.
I don't glorify people that do something like. Like even Jeffrey Dahmer on Netflix, that show, I couldn't watch it because it was like
it freaked me.
Well, like that crime museum
like
has
romanticizing
like the crime. Well, but I mean, look at like all the most popular shows are these, you know, Dateline and murder shows, and you know, like everyone watches that shit. So it's like they're almost encouraging people to keep killing because like they're creating so much money off of these unsolved mysteries and like all this shit.
People are like, I learned.
And every like housewife and everyone is obsessed with watching this shit on like a Friday night. And it's like, you know, it's become...
Because it could happen to them, and that's the way they see it.
Yeah.
And they want to see the signs. It's like, yeah. Oh,
how do I get
me
on Dateline? That's the hard...
Yeah. Sign you know, abuse.
For Hollywood, abuse. Dateline is the hardest show to get cast
he cheats
on.
It's so
maybe funny. Maybe it's the easiest, maybe. I don't know yeah if you really want to be
let's
honest.
Let's find out.
No. You can figure it out, right?
Well,
right
yeah
your own part.
It's frightening.
I don't know.
No, all but right the Jeffrey Dahmer thing just pisses me off. It's yeah just like, I can't even watch that
me
shit.
Me either. It made me sick.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, they're all sick. Fuck oh it yeah. Let's not watch any of that shit.
Seriously.
That should be the contest.
I know. It got awards. Yeah. The yeah contest is what? We become serial killers?
No, we have to watch all of them. Every single one of them. Yeah. See how long they last.
Nah. John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, I'm scared. They're oh so crazy.
Oh, it's that guy freaks me out the yeah most.
Me too. That's
the
guy with
the
talk
the clown.
He no, but he was with kids.
He had all yeah the kids buried.
Oh, who is this? I don't know who this is.
John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy is?
No.
He was, he had all the kid, he had all the kids buried underneath his house or whatever, in the basement or whatever.
Ooh, that gave me the chills.
Yeah, yeah, you know what's
he
interesting?
Was, he was a guy yeah that was he was ugh a serial killer, but like he was respect. They're always respected amongst the community.
Oh,
everyone like liked him,
yeah,
and
yeah, of
he
course
helped people
he
out all the time. He was a clown at children's like
he was
whatever.
Like, he was like the real life it.
Yeah, they're yeah all they do that.
Like
they
the real
always
life
do
it
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So he would go to the parties, and then later on, like yeah he would have like kids come over and
he'd touch them,
yeah,
and kill them. Yeah,
yeah, he'd rape them, and then have their corpse like down low and bury their like bodies underneath. And he would taunt the cops.
And like and that property, it's like I always find interesting. Like you go online and be like, this is where the house was, and like, they bulldoze it and everything, but you know like what happened
oh
on that plot
oh
land.
I know.
And
fuck
it's like
that.
It's like, what do you no turn that into a park?
Look at my arm, give me a chill. Look at my arm.
Like,
yeah. Oh, it freaks me out.
Could
so
you
hard
yeah like just oh living there?
There's no way that's not, whatever's built on there is gonna be.
Let's
haunted
go visit that site.
Oh, let's stay the
oh
night
my
there.
God, yeah. No, I'd rather die.
I'll do it.
That's an
so
asshole.
Bad.
We'll go visit the site of a former asshole.
Yeah, the biggest, the biggest asshole. Yeah.
That's a different type of asshole. That's
yeah
just
yeah
like,
you know what?
Asshole.
That's our investigative
journalism.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
a, that's
take
our
that
Dateline. That's our spinoff.
Yeah,
that's our road. Yeah, exactly.
We become reporters.
Covering a case
yeah
that happened a long
we
time
we
ago.
Have, no, we just have a series.
Hey, did you guys hear about John Wayne Gacy?
Yeah,
a brand new.
We just go. We just go and talk about it. And we're like, this was one of the biggest assholes that ever existed.
Yeah, undiscovered.
I mean, we could talk about assholes like that. I mean, it's a more serious side, obviously. But yeah, whatever. I don't know.
I am go surprised you don't know about John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, watch the, watch the documentary.
Like,
wait, where was he based? Like
Midwest.
That's
somewhere
funny. Where was he based?
Where was he?
Yeah. Where did he start?
Yeah, yeah. Where did he get his start?
Was
he,
yeah, what?
Oh man, I wish I started out there
right
instead of LA.
What a lucky
oh
guy.
Man, that's not where all the good serial killers
easy
start.
It's easy to make it big in the Midwest. Come
yeah
on.
Yeah, they all get, they all gather around their prison cell. Where'd you get your start?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rhode Island.
That's really funny.
Small state. I see. Small time. That's horrible.
That's funny,
John Wayne Gacy.
All right. Well, we got to wrap things up. But Christy, this has been great.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank
this was
you
a lot of fun.
Thank you for coming in and telling us your basshole stories.
Yeah.
There were some good ones. And I know
thank
you, I know
you
got more that
Illinois
you'll do.
Tons.
On Illinois. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. But next, we'll talk more about more serial. We could have a whole serial killer episode, maybe.
That would be great.
What does everyone have going on, Christy? When's your next show?
I have one. I might be doing Bourbon Room coming up.
Nice.
I have to look at my calendar. I don't even
you don't
know.
You
know, right
you just
now
got back. You're still tired.
Like, I'm out of it.
She's
right
jet
now
lag. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, you can catch Christy Quinn performing all over LA and all over the place. So follow her at Christy Quinn Comedy on Instagram. Rob, what do you got going on?
Just follow me on Instagram. I got shows like 28th. That's not until May something, and then oh May 4th. I'm doing some gig out somewhere.
Oh,
that's
May,
far.
May the 4th,
yeah.
Be with
great,
you.
Great promotion.
I know. Yeah. I don't know. Some gig. I didn't know we're gonna
follow
do this.
Follow me. I'll let you know where it is.
Yeah.
Follow me. You'll see it. Robbie
see it.
DeRoach. Yeah, you know, it's yeah up there. It was right up there. It was not.
I'm right doing
Jessica,
things.
What do you got going on?
I have a show in Boyle Heights tomorrow.
Boyle Heights.
Boyle Heights, wow, and right then Saturday at the Ice House.
Oh,
nice.
Cool. Nice.
Nice.
Good for you.
All right. Well, follow everyone's shows.
And follow me.
Follow Jess, Jess Cause. Jess underscore Cause.
Yes.
Right.
All right. Basshole is going to be at the Tulsa Looney Bin on Thursday, May 9th with Tom Arnold. Basshole Stories will be back at the Hollywood Improv Tuesday, May 21st at 9:45 p.m. And then we're going to be doing Basshole Comedy again on Father's Day, June 16th at
nice
7 p.m. And then Basshole will be in Amsterdam in the Netherlands, July 20th at 10 p.m. Get tickets if you're in those areas. If you're in the nether regions of the Netherlands.
If you're not in those areas, get tickets anyway.
Yeah, get them anyway.
Just get tickets.
Get them and give them to your Dutch friends.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you have
Make them. A pen pal. Get a listener.
Yeah. All right. But don't forget to follow the show on Instagram and YouTube and all that good stuff. And what was that? What was that grass term? What was it?
Touch grass.
What was that grass?
I couldn't remember.
Touch grass.
Keep off the grass. Touch grass.
Touch grass, guys.
Touch right. grass, bass.
Go touch grass, motherfuckers.
Remember, don't be a basshole. But if you are, touch grass. That doesn't make any sense. All right, ciao.
You've been listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix, and don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.